Okay, we're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Vav, regarding what type of objectives could one speak about on Shabbos on the bottom of Kuf Amman Aleph, Siv Yudal. Me, as we continue to come in days, Shoshol Chuloi, this person that they sent him, Shehitziu Bitoim Mibes B'Shabbos, they told him that they took his daughter out of his house on Shabbos, Lehitziu Mechlal Yisrael, this is something that Nebuchadnezzar happened in olden times, to take her out from being in the category of a Jewess. Mitzvah loss of a derech b'amav, it's a mitzvah to place his feet on the road. L'shtadl batzalasa, to attempt to save her. V'yaytzef l'chutz l'shalas parsois, and he goes out even out of three parsois. He can go very far. V'leboi, and if he doesn't want to, bezn goes in love the courts they decree on him, and says Rav Mava, only come on simen shin chof ches siv yud. And the Baal Gadol says the completion of the halachas that apply to this idea is in the next simen. Says Mishnah Berurah, siv katan. Nunvav. So let's say he got the notice that Sheitziu Bitoi, that they took his daughter out of his house to take her out of being a Jew. It's just like a common case that we're talking about, which Sharatzin Lois Memdal says that it appears to him the reason why he picked his daughter is because the end of the halacha, because if he doesn't want to, then we force him, you know, not to turn a blind eye from her because he's her relative and he's a redeemer. But says the Mishnah Berurah, what didn't say anything is acher rishoy l'chal Shabbos kli latzil meisar gadol. Even someone else is permitted to save her from being baptized, from being taken away, from being a Jew, to save her from this big issue, not just the father. Now, because of Mary, this all talk about shetziu in yehud mebeis ba'oynis, that the non-Jews took her out from his house forcibly. Okay, netigol losam l'derech pamav latzil. Therefore, they permitted him to hit the road and try to save it. The camel, because we know the halacha is, it made the b'sheya, if someone was not negligent, you have to do a small prohibition so that your friend does not violate a big sin. They won't be Jewish anymore. But if, let's say, the person was negligent, let's say this daughter was being influenced and she decided to leave Judaism, then the father should not desecrate Shabbos for her. We don't tell a person sin that your friend, someone else, could merit. Now, so this specifically regarding a biblical prohibition. But a rabbinic prohibition, that even if she's willingly going and joining a cult or whatever it is, that he could go and violate a rabbinic prohibition to go ahead and save, which Sharatin Oisman Vav says, even though the Vemog and the Brahma Simishan Dal, it sounds like that even by Isid Rabban, one should not violate an Avera when the person was negligent on their own. It's logical that by Isid Rabban, one could rely on one Teretz and Tais over there, that for a mitzvah rabbah, one could be lenient even if the person was originally negligent, and over here there's no greater mitzvah than this, because maybe she might come back to Judaism, and that's how Del Rabba is masking with him also, and the Prima Gadim also brings it. And Sharatin Oisman Zayin says, meaning, for example, let's say, to go after her out of the Tchum of 2000 Amos or other rabbinic prohibitions, that opinion of the rabbis won't be lenient. Sivkot non zayin. But however, in this case that we said that it's not her negligence, you could even go out chusl shalot parsais, that is aptiash pazis there, right? So even though there's a biblical prohibition, lays in place according to some place, can not be then same thing is, you have to start driving a car, whatever, quickly careen before the goons take her. It's also a prohibition, which it totally reneges on her faith. The Chal Shabbos, she's going to desecrate Shabbos, she's going to do idol worship her whole life. He's going to Mechal Shabbos one time. It's called a small prohibition in contrast to what his daughter is going to ultimately do. One has to look into this further. Mabas Katana. If the girl is a small, his daughter is a small girl, but ultimately Tzimachal Yisrael, they want to take her out from being a Jew. If an adult should do a sin for her, because we know the Allah is the embezzling between Malaf Risha and Yisr. What do you mean? The courts don't have to, and they're not commanded to separate a minor from doing an Yisr. Maybe no. It's no different than saving a person's life. That you desecrate Shabbos to save a minor's life. We say, desecrate one Shabbos so that the person could be able to keep many Shabbos for their whole life. Same thing over here regarding to religion and regarding spiritual health, not physical health. Well, your rabbi, Daita Lahakal, his opinion is to be lenient. If you don't attempt to save it, she's going to stay the same way, even when she's going to be an adult. The Shartin Mem Test says, and even if she did it willingly, because the seduction of a minor is considered being coerced. So you don't even consider that as her negligence. Sivkan Nun Chesn Ramah said, V'ayin L'kamon Tzimin Shidduch Av Chesn V'yod B'Hagah, and the Ramah over there, the Yisra Sham, he brings the Misha Reitzim L'Ansai, that if they want to force a person, to commit a large sin, we don't desecrate Shabbos to save that person. And that's what you're saying. There's no contradiction over here. The awesome idea there is Tomash Reisim Ansa Shiava Vera Pam Echad. They want to force a person, let's say, to commit idolatry or whatever it is, some type of arayas. It's a one time thing. Even though it's a large sin, like to do idolatry, you don't have to be Michal Shabbos to go ahead and save the person. Which the Shaar Tzin Eisnun says, people God is not sure. It's possible, specifically, maybe Mlocha Gemura. But let's say Tchumen of 12 mil, which you don't have, according to everyone, just a negative prohibition. Maybe you would be able to override that for, let's say, a one-time, even Aver Gedela. But Akapanim says in Mishmur, the Michal Shabbos, come King of Devs Gelulim, even though Michal Shabbos is also like doing idolatry. So fine, it's a one-time thing. Majeng Yikam, which is not the case over here, should the Shom Omer says, Michal Shabbos Lailam, should remain a person that's rebellious from the religion and Michal Shabbos forever. So for that, you'd be able to go ahead and do an Avera. Take revenge from his father's murderers. Mutzah is permitted, but they wonder. It's not better than any other purpose of mitzvah. That you not go out of tchum to go, let's say, fulfill the shayfer or a sukkah, whatever it is. How could you go ahead and go out of the tchum to go ahead and take revenge of his father's murder?
Some of the dirshu number 55. A chiloni kibbutz in our times, when this girl holds, has the halacha like a mokum shema, and one should be mchal Shabbos to save a Jew that's found over there. Dirshu number 58. To travel on Shabbos to Yeshuv, to a settlement that does not have a minyan, to be mekar v'chaykim, and through that, a person is not going to be able to keep tefillah b'tzibur. Shuvah Sheva Levi writes, one should travel over there because even if the chilonim are considered as negligent, the non-religious, and not like Tanegish Nishbu, like those who never knew, it's better to be over Isidra Banan for the purpose of such a big mitzvah of Kiruv of our fellow brothers who are misled, and be sure when he's not violating Isidra, just Mavatal Mitzvah, because according to the Stei Chemed, a bitl mitzvah we say, Chata Kadesh Iska Chavercha sin, so that your friend should merit. Dish number 59, this suffix regarding that the Mishnah brings from the Magen Avraham, if the Bas is a Katan and they want to take her from Yisrael, should an adult do a Chetra for her or not? So Trubis Yigiz Meshach writes that that's only regarding others that are coming to save her, but her father for sure is obligated to save her because he's obligated to marry off, and for sure he's obligated to worry that she should be upstanding with the Jewish faith. And that's the case, he's not sinning for her, rather it's because of his obligation that's on himself. And he writes elsewhere on these words of Shaar Tzion and Sefkot Mem Dal near Adei Chalik Beis of Semikot Yud Gimel. Dish number 60. Now, even that the reason that it's permitted in Michal Shabbos is when this Pekuach Nefesh is because of a Chai Behem, and here you don't have that reason of a Chai Behem because no physical danger. Tshuva Sheva Levi writes, however, it's permitted to do this because there's another reason to be Matzah Chil Shabbos in place of Pekuach Nefesh, and that's the phrase called Chilov Shabbos Achas, desecrate one Shabbos, Kedei Shishma Shabbos Habit, that it should keep many Shabbos. And any one of these reasons apply independently, permits you to do Chilov Shabbos Mokum Nefesh, and that's the reason it won't come Michal Shabbos for those who violate, although it's not applicable to the reason of a Chai Behem. Dish number 61, someone evaluates that the victim who is being coerced is going to give themselves their lives up to die and will not violate a Vedizar Gilereis or Shvich HaZam. So at Shin Chav Ches, Mishmur writes, it's possible that you have to Mechal Shabbos to save the person. Even though we're talking about over here that it's a one-time thing and maybe not. And Shubhas Yigizmashi writes that since the Mishmur is not sure about this, one Shibim Mechal Shabbos like any Sabbath Pekuch Nevesh. Dish number 62, Mishabur in Zakdama and Hilcha Shabbos, right? Some is Chava Shabbos, he's like a Kaif Mais Variation, so therefore it's considered like someone who worships idolatry, as he says over here. However, in the words of Ram that he brings over there, you see, the Davkam some Chava Shabbos, but Fahesi out in the open and public is said regarding this. In the words of Tayson, Sanet Navayan Chesim a base. Now, explaining this, the Chubish Cheshav Evid writes based on the word in Rashi and Chul Nav Hei, so some is Chava Shabbos, he's like testifying that Hashem, so to speak, did not rest in Mais Variation. That's the case, that's only by Chava Shabbos, but Fahesi, because it's like he's testifying on this in Verabim. But he does is by between himself, that's not considered as a testimony. Dish number 63, Trubis Yigiz writes that what does the Mishabur brings from the Knesset Gdailah that they go out of the Tchum and Shabbos to take revenge from his father from the Retzchim would be admitted where they all wonder how could that be? So Yigiz writes that maybe he means for the mitzvah that incumbent upon the Goyle Adam to take revenge, according to the pin that's burned the Gemara Makkas of Yubbez Amadav, that's a mitzvah in the Goyle Adam to kill the Retzch, and he means it where they were the Tzorchi and Gadol.